when the children flee the nest, whether it be for a day or in the house of Mrs. Skydank a week or a month or forever, you can't help but be a little sad. Goodbye, kiddiewiddies. Goodbye. Well, one family might have to wait a while, though, to hear from their child, as a postcard keeps turning up at the wrong address. Here to tell us more? Friend of the show, Ansar Ali. Good morning, Ansar.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us the story.
Well, on Friday morning, as usual, the postman comes along to our house in the Millfield area of Peterborough.
In the morning, Ansar, that is remarkable, a postman coming in the morning. I mean, that's...
The middle of the morning, I should say, about 10:30.
Well, you're a lucky man.
Yes, sir. Mm. And he drops some letters, and amongst these letters is a very nice postcard, which is addressed to Mr. and Mrs. MacDonald.
But that's not your name, Ansar.
It isn't my name, so that's one of the thing that the postman, you know, we've lived here quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most interesting, the address that it arrived, although it had the same street name and the number, which was our house and our street, Summerfield Road,
yeah.
At the bottom of it, then further on, it said West Wittering, Chichester, West Sussex, PO28LX.
Wow, that's quite a way away.
It is. And it was a lovely card from a seaside area in East Sussex. Had a nice picture of Seaford Head on it, the beach. And it just said to Mum and Dad, I'm on holiday with Jade today.
Right, so that came when, sorry?
And that came on Friday.
Right.
So I took my grandson for a bit of a walk and we were looking for the postman. So, well, sir, look, this is ridiculous. It's not even got our postcode. We couldn't catch up with him, unfortunately.
Oh, well, there's two things this morning that I'm shocked about. One, the postman came in the morning, and two, that he was so quick.
Was so quick. He was, actually. And then we actually put the letter postcard back in the local postbox.
Yes.
Hoping that it will go to the right people, and hopefully these parents will hear from their child.
Of course.
Probably a bit later, but as soon as possible. Maybe the next day.
Yes.
Saturday morning, would you believe it? The same card arrives again.
No way! In the morning again?
In the morning. About 10, again, same total time, you know. And my son picks the card up and he chases after the... He's much quicker than I am, much younger.
Yes.
And he managed to catch the postman.
Well done.
And he says, look, you know, this is ridiculous. you've delivered at the wrong address. And look, you know, he says, West Sussex is not even our postcode, which is actually quite clearly written as well. And so he said, oh, thank you very much. He takes it back.
And
then Monday morning arrives.
No way.
The same time, about 10:30.
Get out of here. That's 3 days on the trot in the morning.
A retired person, you know, that's why I'm picking these letters, just in case your listeners are wondering.
Well, you're old, aren't you, Ansar?
You know,
you're very old.
And then the Monday morning, the same card arrives again. And I couldn't believe it. You know, I really went, you know, so...
Is it the same postman over and over?
Sorry?
Is it the same postman?
No, I think it was actually the different postman, you know. I mean, twice I didn't see them, but certainly on Saturday it was a different postman.
Right.
What my son tells me. It wasn't our regular postman.
Right.